Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. So this week we're talking about integrity, alignment, feeling your way, and advocating for yourself, getting yourself in the right places where you're feeling this alignment, and using the misalignment to as information, as feedback, so that you can decide if your rules and structures are set up in your favor, or if your being is telling you that the environment or situation you're in isn't in alignment, and you don't misinterpret that information. So earlier this week we talked about noticing if you're in alignment or not, noticing if you are passive in your life, or if you're advocating for what's best for you, and just to note that. And then I had you engage in meditative techniques that would really align your mind and your heart, your thinking, your brain, and your heart, so that you wouldn't be confused about the voices and the signals that you're getting from within. And this takes, I still do it after years and years. So it's part of your daily practice in meditating. You connect with your authentic being, you connect with your groundedness, and I give you some tools and techniques. So a next great step then is to really notice when you're not feeling in alignment with things that are going on around you. It can be things that were within you, are within you, and it can be just things going on throughout the day. I want you to feel the difference between when you're in alignment and you're peaceful and happy, and when something's going on that isn't gelling with you. Because that's an internal mechanism that you've been given. That's a navigational mechanism. It's feedback. So what is it about? Today I'm asking you to look at what message you're getting when you're feeling misalignment. Is it that you have created a rule? You're about to create a rule or a structure that part of you is not interested in following. So what I'm saying is, perhaps you decide you're not going to eat sweets anymore. And you make that as a rule for yourself, a new structure that you're going to follow. And part of you loves sweets, so you're feeling a misalignment already. And that can give you a chance to kind of, it's like having a negotiation. Not that you're going to sell out, but you're going to work with the part of you that's balking or squawking about what you just are deciding, so that you can get in alignment and you can come up with a way for you. If you really feel like it's important for your health, for example, you can come up with a rationale, an understanding, a way that you can have buy-in, so that you're in alignment with the decision that you're making. Years ago, when I was in a large group, we connected and we would make agreements, this large group, and it was part of a it was part of an opportunity for learning and growing. And the whole group was agreeing, and I was tired. The group was tired. They were agreeing on our next course of action, something that we would all commit to. And I didn't want to speak up. I wasn't in alignment, and everybody was tired. It was late. And part of me knew that I wasn't on board. Part of me was saying, you can bend, you can agree to this. And so I agreed to it, and because I wasn't fully committed, I didn't write it down, I didn't note it, I didn't put it in the calendar. I didn't fully say yes to it, and I did not follow it, ultimately. Ultimately, I was a weak link in the agreement in the group. So I can also go to other instances where there were much bigger implications, like going along with being connected and staying in relationship with a person that I felt uncomfortable with, and eventually not speaking up and marrying the person. and having many beautiful experiences, but ultimately ending up divorcing this person. So the reason I'm telling you this is these little misalignments, they are really important information not to pass on. You are the one that knows. Nobody else would really know that you're feeling a misalignment, but you do. And the more you steep yourself in the groundedness of a meditation or a heart appreciation exercise, the more that voice is loud when it's not in alignment. And you have to consider it because you're uncomfortable with it. So it's a great discomfort because it provides a feedback that's really important for you. So you get to discuss it. And if you keep going against yourself and misaligning, that is a definite reason for taking coaching or therapy or conversation or getting a book or doing the variety of things that would need to be done so you can make a shift. So today's coaching it's much more complex than this, but I'm keeping it simple because it starts really, really tiny. It starts with you knowing that something that's being talked about, that if it's being talked about repeatedly and you're not comfortable with it, what are you staying there for? Why are you staying? And if you're feeling it regularly and it's not working for you, why are you staying? Why are you exposing yourself to this misalignment? I could liken it to when a family is living underneath the high power lines that are crossing through the country, and those families are having a higher rate of cancer. There's a vibration going on that's not in alignment with them that they're constantly standing in. And if you read Louise Hay books, her book on healing your life, she talks about all the misalignments and what they create, and often the big misalignments do create cancers. So today, you get to audit. You get to pay attention. You get to know. You get to make a list of the red flags going up and start to have a deeper conversation there if you wish. But for today, it's the noting the when you're in alignment or not. There's strong messages for you for your direction in that misalignment. So today, get accustomed to noting throughout the day how many times and under what circumstances you're feeling part of you not agreeing. Okay? Sending you big love. Have a great, beautiful day.